My mom is saying that same way she made this presentation at CCN. The time for Dr. Tama Mohammed, the data service of January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Clara Bell Wilkes. That's C L A R A B E L L space W I L K E S. Data of birth is 03171928. Please cover the primary care physician details from page 1 of December 7, 2012 chart. You had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Wells in our cardiology today. Please let us know she's a very pleasant 84 years old African American lady with a post-metal case significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and severe disorder. She is also status post non-obstructive coronary artery disease. She has a past medical significant for non-obstructive coronary artery disease. There's a post left heart catheterization done on August 17, 2012. Showed 40 to 50% stenosis in the proximal LAD and 40% stenosis in the mid to distal part of the LAD. Period. Showed also past medical significant for complete heart block. Status post pacemaker placement in August 2012. Also, a history of multiple DVTs, status post Greenfield filter placement in August 3rd, 2011. Currently, she is on Pradaxa, 75 milligrams twice a day. She's also has a history of osteoporosis. She's in our cardiac clinic today for a follow-up visit. Next to from today's visit, the patient said that she's relatively doing well. However, she has been complaining of shortness of breath with mild to moderate exertion period. She also complains of
how are you?
Lower extremity pain on her left leg. She had a history of fracture in her left leg about a year ago. She also complains of lower extremity edema bilaterally, but it's more worse on the right leg than the left leg. She denies any anginal pain, orthopneal proximal tendinitis. The patient denies any palpitations, sick or risk of taxa versus the loss of function. The patient denies any left hand disease of vertigo period. She denies any lower extremity intermittent claudication, skin color changes, or varicose veins period. She is followed with her primary care physician regimen. She is compliant with her medication. Patient has fast medication, number one, hypertension, patient number, hyperlipidemia. Patient number, severe aortic stenosis, evident by her recent echocardiogram. Period next number, non-obstructive coronary disease, status post left heart catheterization on August 17, 2012. Period next number, complete heart block, status post dual chamber.
Dr. Mazar Khan to Detroit Civic Hospital for
permanent pacemaker. Done on August 17, 2012. Period next number, venous insufficiency. Period next number, multiple DVTs, status post Greenfield filter placement on August 3rd, 2011. Period next number, osteoporosis. Period next number, seizure disorder. Period next number, past surgical history, significant for number one, left heart catheterization on August 2012, which showed that non-obstructive coronary disease. Period next number, permanent dual chamber pacemaker done on August 2012. Period next number, Greenfield replacement, placement filter done in August 3rd, 2011. Period next paragraph. Past social history, the patient denies smoking, the carcass is an illicit drugs, patient has family history, non-contributing patient has allergies, she is not known to be allergic to any medication or food, patient has current medications, please cover the current medication list from page 2 of December 7, 2012 chart. Period, next paragraph, physical examination of vital signs, and today visit, her blood pressure is 140 over 66, her pulse is 66 beats per minute. Her weight is 145 pounds. Her heart is 5 feet 3 inches. Period. Her BMI is 25.7. Period. Please cover the normal physical findings table, except that the patient is in a wheelchair bound due to her pain in her left leg. Also, there is a diastolic murmur upon auscultation. Period. Next paragraph: diagnostic investigations. Number one, lower extremity venous waveforms done on December 7, 2012, showing a filling time of 7.6 seconds on the right side and 1.2 seconds on the left side. Period next, number lower extremity arterial PVR done on December 7, 2012, showing an ABR reading of 1.53 on the right and 1.34 on the left. Period next, number bone density scan done on January 21st, 2013, showing osteoporotic bone mineral density in the left forearm and also bone mineral density in the proximal bilateral femurs.
What are you doing?
Period. Next number. Please copy the following diagnostic investigations from page 3 of December 7, 2012 chart. Stress test, left heart catheterization, thoracic echocardiogram, and please add the last paragraph of the transthoracic echocardiogram. Ejection fracture was found to be 75%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan number one. Coronary artery disease. The patient was diagnosed as having a coronary artery disease, status post left heart catheterization, which was done on August 17, 2012, which showed non-obstructive coronary artery disease with 40 to 50% stenosis in the proximal part of the LAD and 40% stenosis in the mid to distal part of the LAD. Diagonal one has an osteo 30 to 40% disease. Period. Left circumflex had proximal to mid 30% disease. RCA is ectic and had mid 30% disease. Period. On today's visit, the patient denied any anginal chest pain. However, she has been complaining of right chest pain, which most probably due to muscle spasm or non-cardiac in origin. Period.
You're in room 4, man. Room 4.
Continue to monitor her clothes and follow up with her in the next follow-up visit regarding this matter. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. Period. Next number, severe aortic stenosis. The patient was found to have a severe aortic stenosis, evident by her recent echocardiogram, which was done in June 27, 2012. Period. The patient was discussed the possibility of surgical aortic valve replacement, but the patient refused the surgery. So we are trying to discuss with her the pericutaneous aortic valve repair. However, she said she wanted to discuss it with the family, and we are waiting on her decision soon. Period. Meanwhile, we ordered another echocardiogram to check the progression of her disease. We follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and her accordingly. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. Period. Next number, 55, venous insufficiency. On today, the patient was complaining of coincident bilateral swelling around the ankles and also the knees. Period. More on the right side. Period. Her recent venous pressomography did show abnormal results, which was done on December 7, 2012. We did prescribe compression stocking for the patient, and we advised her to elevate her legs as much as possible per day during the daytime period. We'll follow up with her on this matter in the next follow-up visit and manage her accordingly. Period. Next number. Brief arterial disease. On today, the patient is complaining of leg pain, especially on the left side. Period. She had a history of fracture in her left leg 1 year ago. Period. We did screen for brief arterial disease with lower extremity arterial PVR, which was done in December 7, 2012, which showed an ABR reading of 1.53 on the right and 1.34 on the left. Period.
or visual changes, but they stay.
I will continue to follow up with her regarding this matter on the next follow-up visit.
That is
period, next number.
Sharp in nature and constant and radiated her left arm. Also, patients say that she complained of swollen spread that increased with exertion.
Heart block. The patient has a history of complete heart block, status post pacemaker, which was placed on August 17, 2012. On today's visit, the patient denies any history of palpitation or syncope syncopal attacks. Period.
Next paragraph.
We'll continue to monitor her close and follow up with her regarding this matter. We also advise the patient to continue follow up with the device clinic for a checkup and regular device integration. Period, she is to continue the same medication regimen. Period.
Next period.
Next number, multiple DVTs. The patient has a set of multiple DVTs, a status post greenfield filter replacement, which was done on August 3rd, 2011.
Next period. Social history. Patient
denies
using tobacco, alcohol, or illicit.
On today's visit, she denies any.
Unknown. Next paragraph. Review system.
Sorry, we will continue to monitor her closely in the next follow-up visit regarding this matter. She is currently on Pradaxa, and we recommend her to continue taking the Pradaxa 75 milligrams twice a day. Period.
She's got a normal template. Next paragraph, allergies.
Next number.
Next paragraph, current medication. Vitamins for pregnancy. Next paragraph.
Hypertension to the visit, blood pressure 140 over 66. Period, she is to continue the same medication regimen, she is to still close ultra low fat diet, and we'll continue to monitor her blood pressure reading in the next follow-up visit. Period, next number. Hyperlipidemia, the patient is only a case of hyperlipidemia, she is currently taking statin medication. Period, recommend her to continue the same medication and follow up with her primary care physician regarding frequent lipid prophylaxis and LFTs, and that yet a little of less than 7. Period, Dr. Sarga, thank you very much for allowing us to provide the care of Mrs. Welk. Period, the phone number happy for wife for her to call with any questions or concerns at any time. Period, see her back in our clinic in.
Next paragraph.
2 weeks or so if necessary. Period. Meanwhile, she is expected to continue seeing her primary care physician and contact her healthcare. Period. Dr. Gaff, thank you very much. This is Dr. Gaff. This moment is the same one. She is the same medication. Dr. Tamam Mohamad. This is the end of the dictation.